Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk. Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Coming up for 24 minutes past one. Thanks for staying with us on Cape Talk. One of the things, as I mentioned earlier, that some of you are telling me you're doing in your own home is moving away from washing dishes to use paper napkins and paper plates instead. And as we've said several times now, be careful. We don't want to create a landfill problem as bad as our current water crisis is. If you're looking for an alternative that isn't going to result in discarded paper going to landfill, you might be interested to know there is, in fact, already a fully biodegradable option available here in Cape Town, and it's being used by a number of restaurants in the city. It's called the Air-Laid Napkin, and it, I'm told, looks and even feels like an old-fashioned linen napkin, but it's actually a biodegradable paper product. David Sabo joins me on the line, who is from Robust Sales, who are the people bringing in this product. It's imported from Europe. David, thanks for tipping us off. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Pippa, and to the listeners.
I know you've been bringing these in for 5 years already, but I would imagine that the demand for them has suddenly taken a sharp curve upwards.
Yes, absolutely. We originally brought it in about 5 years ago, trying to also be environmentally conscious. We were thinking of the chemicals that were going into the getting a white linen napkin white again. So we thought of another alternative, and we did our research because we've been in the paper serviette business for about 20 years now, and we came up with these air-laid serviettes. And obviously now with the water crisis we are seeing, it's an ideal opportunity to switch over for even some of the restaurants that haven't in the past.
Okay, now it's a paper-based product, but it's paper that's been treated in a very specific way and then is spun into this product. Tell us a little bit more, David.
Yeah, basically, when wood fibers are mixed with water, it forms a pulp, and that is used to produce paper. Mm-hmm. When the wood fibers are mixed with air, it makes a product called fluff, and the fluff is used to produce this air-laid material. Because the air-laid material is not, very little water is being used to make this product, it's very absorbent and extremely strong.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's absorbent, which means it's fit for purpose. It's strong, which means it'll last you through a meal. David, how attractive is it and how similar is it to the cloth napkin, which some people do still enjoy using in a fine dining environment, for example?
Look, I think for, you know, a Michelin star restaurant, it's very difficult for those kind of clients to go away from their tried and tested linen serviette. But for most of the restaurants that have been using linen, they found this a perfect solution. Because basically what happens is the final process is the serviette is pressed, and it actually comes out with what they call an embossing, which has a linen look to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the big question the former waitress in me immediately asks, David, is what can you do with it? I remember spending hours folding linen serviettes into all kinds of pretty shapes to sit on the table. Can you still do that with this product?
Absolutely. They fold into anything you can do with a napkin. It's even stronger than an unstarched napkin. So it needs the napkin that is starched. These are very similar. And because they're so absorbent, what a lot of restaurants are using them also for is cleaning of the kitchen.
Okay.
The air-laid material, we actually all know it. It's the little piece of material or paper that's in a wet wipe. That is what that material actually is.
Okay. David, the final question is how much these cost? I mean, what sort of outlay is a restaurant looking at if it wants to make the switch from linen to air-laid?
It's approximately around a serviette.
Okay.
You know, being a fully imported product, it's the duties and the transport costs from overseas is extremely high, so... But it's, according to the restaurants, it's very similar to the laundry of a linen napkin.
David Sabol, thanks for the update. So if you want an alternative that doesn't have to go into the washing and laundry system at the cost of water, you can consider this. They are available through David's company, Robas Sales, which is R-O-B-A-S. So you need to Google www.robassales.com for more information or to place an order.